Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Conscious Talks.
We are your hosts, Juice
and Pax.
Hope everyone's having a really wonderful day today.
A beautiful day where you are uniquely yourself.
All right. Before we get going, we're going to start the podcast with a little breath work.
A quick breath work session hosted by your boy, Chris, Pax. Apothecus, whatever you want to call me.
McLovin.
Well, that's a good story sometime.
That is beautiful.
All right, everybody. I want you guys to get real comfortable, wherever that may be. Pause the video if you need to. Just start when you're ready. But first, we want you to start by straightening out your back. We want you to envision a beautiful, protective, golden aura around you. You're protected. Release all your thoughts about today, all your worries. Just detach for a little bit, just for this quick hour podcast, where you will be with us. We will be feeding your mind. You're gonna take a nice, slow, deep inhale from your navel. You're gonna hold it and envision a beautiful white light coming in from the top of your crown chakra and flowing all the way out to your hands. Now exhale. Some of you may enjoy inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. You can inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. But no matter what you try to do, do what flows for you. Whatever your body tells you to do, listen to thyself. We're going to start with another deep, slow inhale. And you're going to hold it and envision this energy from the bottom of your spine flying on up to your crown chakra. Straighten out your back. Crack it if you may need to. You want to be in the most free-flowing, energetic position. And we're going to do a nice, slow, deep exhale. Ground yourself. Be present. And get ready for your mind to be fed. One last slow, deep inhale. And a nice, lovely, slow, deep exhale. So, what are we going to be talking about today, Juice?
Today, we're going to take this wonderful opportunity
to free flow. Talk.
Yeah, we're gonna free flow, but we want to free flow. Like, we always free flow anyways, but talk about diet, nutrition, and water,
and the effects of fluoride that is normally in your water. What in fluoridation?
What in fluoridation, indeed. So I, speaking of my experience, I have been vegan for 4 years now, and I have felt the best that I have ever felt in my life. And I can definitely concur that it was the vegan diet that attributed to my well-being.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it definitely did. I used to be very unhealthy in a sense, because I am from the Caribbean, so the type of food that we eat there,
fats, right?
Yeah, fats. Seasoning, salts, yeah. It's just not deep fried stuff.
Yeah,
love deep fried stuff, like deep fried, like chicken, turkey was like the business.
We have the oils and fats, man.
Yeah, man, we have the special dish. We have the special dish called griot there, which is composed of my Hispanic people know what I'm talking about. It's like, it's fried plantains,
yeah.
Deep fried chicken or goat.
I'm just like, this is too fatty, too oily.
It's not nice.
Greasy in your mouth.
Exactly. I just, yeah. But 4 years I've been, you know, animal free, haven't touched an animal, put it in my body or anything like that for over 4 years. And it's been amazing. When I first turned vegan, I lost a lot of weight and people was like, "Juicy, all right, man." I was like, "Yeah, man, I just
feel better."
I was like, "Yeah, I feel amazing. Why?" I was like, "Man, you looking small. You looking skinny." I was like, "Oh yeah, man, I went vegan."
Vegan. That's what you always get when you turn vegan. Anyone you tell, they're just like vegan, and they back their heads back and they give you that good old fluoride stare.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Enlighten me, sir.
Yeah. Not even enlighten me. Like the first thing they always say is, "Where do you get your protein?"
Where do you get your protein?
And I'm like, do you guys do research besides hearing it from your doctors or you know, TV?
Two things, quickly. One, spinach, kale, spirulina, all greens and nuts are very high in protein if you want to go down the road of protein, all right? So yeah. I'm sorry, but there is more protein in fruits and vegetables than there are in meats. Yeah. Just so you guys know, plants are what creates proteins. Mm-hmm. Our bodies create proteins. Animals do not create proteins. They eat the greens, the vegetables, and then it processes through their body, which stored in fats, you know. And then when you eat meats, you are eating secondhand protein.
Yeah.
So would you rather eat firsthand protein or secondhand?
Would you rather get it from the source or would you rather get it from the plug?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You guys know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely going to get a lot more original organic protein from the source rather from somebody who gets it from the source and then eats it and then puts it in their body, and then you're taking in that food, which is not even good for you in the first place, putting in your body. Putting, like, I ask people all the time,
talk about energy of food too.
Yeah, like,
that's another thing.
That's I ask people all the time,
how do you feel when you eat meats?
Not that, but I'm saying you're alive.
Yeah,
like your body is alive,
full of vital energy. Why would I put something dead into my body?
Why would you put something
it's dead like processed in your foods body? Too?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why would you put something dead in your body? How does that make you feel? That's why people, when they eat meat or anything, I'm not going to say a lot of processed foods, but specifically when you eat meat, like you feel groggy. So lethargic.
Yeah,
you feel so lethargic. You feel like you have no energy. I'm speaking from my experience.
Mine too.
You know what I'm saying? You guys can speak from your experience, but this is from my experience. And people who are vegan, and I asked about this, they tell me the same thing.
They used to feel lethargic when they ate meats. I mean, real quick, guys, when you eat Thanksgiving dinner, you know, every single year, you eat lots of chicken, lots of ham, whatever it may be, right? You're eating lots of meats. What do you do after every single Thanksgiving? You feel tired and then you take a nap. Mm-hmm. I know this from my family's experience. My other friends, you know, I've talked to them and asked them. They're like, "Yeah, man, once I eat a fat meal of meat, I'm just so tired. I'm just so ready for a nap." And you should never be eating food that makes you tired.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. I thought you ate food for energy, not to go to sleep so your body can digest it and it takes so much energy.
Straight up. And like, well, turkey has this chemical that makes you tired too. It's called like L-tryptophan.
Yeah.
L-tryptophan.
Yeah.
It's like, it's something like that.
Maybe L-tryptamine?
I don't know. I think it's L-tryptophan.
It might be.
Because like I was talking to Jason the other day about this. I just ate a big slab of turkey and I just sat on the couch and I passed out.
I used to do the same thing every single year.
I was like, I don't miss those days, man. I don't miss those days. But
I mean, we had a vegan Thanksgiving together and we were up until what, 1 a.m. man. None of us took a nap.
Yeah,
we ate lots of food.
We were playing board games and it was awesome. It was a great time. But so like diet is so important to your well-being and how you're feeling, because that plays a role in your immune system as well. So if your immune system is taking shots left and right and you're not helping it, you're not working with your body. Like whatever
you're working against it.
Yeah, you whatever you're putting your body, you have to work with your body, not against it. Your body, like people have lost touch with their body.
Yeah,
they have gone out of touch with their body
because they're programmed to like, oh, well, my parents and grandparents eat meat, so why would I not eat meat?
Yeah, but how do you know if your grandparents and parents and your ancestors were doing it right?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're hunting. You
exactly.
know? There's a difference of factory farming, and we're going to go into this real quick. Think about how cows, pigs, chickens, all of them, they're squished together in these factory farms, right? There's lots of methane gases around. There's mm-hmm. lots of, I mean, just really hard to breathe. You know what I mean? Like, they're suffering. They are stressed. They're suffering. They're depressed. Anxiety. You can think of all the chemical imbalances of their brains. Well, that's throughout their entire body. And then they go to the slaughterhouse. What? Imagine yourself as an animal real quick. Going to the slaughterhouse. How would you feel, Jonah?
Straight up.
How would you feel, Juice? Wow. I'm sorry. I don't
Whoa.
Know why.
No, Whoa. It's all good, man. But it's like, what part of that would make me feel good? And not to mention,
I'm about to die.
And not to mention, animals are tapped in into the consciousness energy body
yeah.
more than human beings, more True. Than majority of human beings, I would say. So they know when there's an imbalance going on. They can feel, they can pick up on someone's energy of what's going to happen because their heart chakra is open.
Just like us with our gut instincts, mm-hmm. they feel it throughout their entire body. They know what's going to happen before
know,
they get there.
They know they're going to die. This you can even look this up. No kidding, guys. Look up pigs Everything about to talk. Get slaughtered or animal any animal that's about to get slaughtered. They cry and they cry and they cry and they get away from what they try to get away they from what's happening. Away. It's so sad, man. Just thinking about it, like it hurts me.
It hurts
man.
My
it really,
soul.
Really
man.
Hurts me. Mm. And it's like. I remember when I first turned vegan, I was looking at this pig about to get slaughtered and it was crying and it couldn't do nothing. And being in that environment, the hind legs, the rear legs couldn't work. It's only his two front legs that were working and he was trying to get away. So that being like, it's like you're watching this thing and then you're going to put this type of thing in your body. That energy cannot be created. Or destroyed. So yeah. that energy that you're taking in from that animal is going to be reciprocated right into you.
And I mean, I don't mean to say this the wrong way, but I think that's selfish of us. You know, selfish for us to have these factory farms of animals, you know, because, oh, we need to eat meats. We do not. We've been programmed.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Juice. He's been 4 years vegan. I've been about 8, 9, 10 months vegan. I will never go back to eating meats. I don't need it. I know I don't need it. Yeah. I'm a healthy, full of energy. I mean, why would I ever go back?
Yeah, like
down that path.
That's just like we went to the farmer's market this morning, and the Asian lady, she was like, "You're vegan?" Because I'm built up. Like I'm a big guy. I'm built
right.
up. And she's like, and she said the same thing. Where did he like? How are you so big and you're vegan?
Yeah, it's because people are misinformed.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, you understand? Like they sell vegan food.
Yeah.
They sell vegan food. I was like, well, how do you stay your size? You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you're not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're eating you're this healthy. Type of food. You're healthy, but you're not skinny. So how do you stay your size? You know, mm-hmm. I go to the gym. I work out.
Yeah. Your body, you know, heals itself and grows within sleep. You do not need quote unquote protein to grow your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at most of these muscle builders, they're inflamed.
It's all inflammation.
I mean, just look at them. They're literally like scalding red. Their skin is red, inflamed. You know, they're swollen. That's why they call it swole.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm swole,
bro. Joey Swole over here. You know what I'm saying? Get out of my way. I can't walk through a door. But it's like, so I do body work. So whenever I do get someone who is a bodybuilder or someone that works out consistently, when I start working on them, if I give them a nice like deep pressure, like they'll be like, oh, it's like, tension. Bro, why does this hurt so much? I was like, yeah, do you ever get a massage or anything like that? No, I don't. But like, the thing is with bodybuilders, when you're working out, you need to get, it's essential to get massage, not just through our life, but it's essential to get massage because the heads of the muscles, they're being bonded together.
Right.
They're being bonded together.
They need to
so
be
now,
broken up.
Yeah, they need to be broken up and go in their own space to understand what, hey, this muscle does this, this muscle does that. You guys cannot come together and create one type of muscle. And now you guys are intruding on each other's space, and then now you guys are confused, don't know what to do, and you're not working in unison and harmony. Right. So that's why it's very important. You can't
fuse your biceps and triceps.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you guys, that's why muscle builders, they look so deformed, you know, instead of looking like cut up and looking lean, good in shape. They're so deformed because they're not getting that muscle workout, that lactic acid being worked out in order for the muscle to get back to what it needs to be doing. So it's just a whole different thing with that. And that still goes back to the diet. You know, you're eating wrong foods, putting wrong foods in your body, wrong information. You got to understand, these people who tell us this information,
they want the worst for us.
It's a scheme.
You go to the hospital because you get diabetes or heart disease or clogged arteries, you know, raised blood pressure. And they're like, here, take this blood thinner. Here, take this prescription pill. And it's like, what makes, like, people live thousands of years, 100 years old and plus, and they never took prescription pills. It's like this new modern Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's pathetic.
It's a scheme. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was reading this other meme the other day. It was like what's it called?
Do you see the new Pfizer vaccine? They get the palsy?
I'm not even worried about that, man. I see it on my feed, my Snap a lot. I'm like,
your body.
I don't know why. I mean, it doesn't, that I don't really care about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't taking no vaccine.
Vaccine, but I want to, you know, the people that are programmed into thinking they need the vaccine, I'm going to push them away from it. It's the worst thing your body can do. Aborted fetus cells, MRC5, look it up. Do your research.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Or Cinemex. If you guys look at Cinemex, you do some research on Cinemex and vaccines, and you will see what I'm talking about. So SYNOMEX or MAX, don't quote, just look at that, Cinemax. And I tell people this all the time. Think about this. Look at it, take it from this perspective. You are born of earth,
right? Your source.
That means not in that instance, but why wouldn't you think your body already consists of everything that you need to be living on this world?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
So why do you need to inject yourself with vaccines, put chemicals in your body, put pills in your body, put all these types of things in your body? Why would you need to think that you need those things in order to be living here on Earth?
Right. That's like basically saying that, you know, my body is too weak alone and it needs an outer force. You know, you learn this through spirituality and meditation, is like your body has absolutely everything it needs. Like happiness. Happiness blooms from within. Mm-hmm. It does not come from outer forces. And if you think so, just wait till you become happy with something. Give it 6 months. You won't be happy anymore. I promise you.
Exactly. You don't need to rely on something to make you happy. Is, you know, that's codependency. That's codependency. That means you cannot be happy on your own. You're not working on yourself. And that's always going to drive you to find something outside of yourself to make you happy. And this is why a lot of rich people are not happy. You know, they got all this money and they're always buying things to make them happy. But then, you know, what happens when those doors are closed, when those cameras goes off?
You know what I'm saying? Soulless.
Yeah. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got a nice Rolls Royce. I'm going to cry in that Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than my Toyota.
Rolls Royce, huh? But it's just,
you are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Your cells become what you eat.
Every 27 days, your body is, like, literally every minute, every second of every single day, your cells are dying off and being transformed. Mm-hmm. Every 27 days, you are a completely different being than 27 days ago. You can look this stuff up. I promise you not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, the cells are just individual versions of you.
Yeah.
That's all they are. They're just, it's DNA. Trillions and trillions of individual versions of you. So you're not like, you're not one person. You're trillions and trillions of beings composed of one person, of one soul.
That's why water is so essential.
Water is very, very essential.
If you are 70% water, one, you're going to tell me that the moon doesn't affect your emotions. Two, you aren't controlled by, you know, what you absorb. You know, if you're 70% water and you're putting Coca-Cola into your body all the time, how do you think your body feels? Your body is internally screaming at you like, bro, why are you doing this to me? Bro. I mean, one, United States is the worst with foods. They have high fructose corn syrup. They have dextrose, all of these different chemicals within our sodas. And then if you look at other countries, at least they try to make it a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they do not have high fructose corn syrup, which is GMO corn and sugar literally compressed into high fructose corn syrup. It's horrible. Just do your research for a bit.
Yeah, straight up, man. Like, what? Yeah. America is probably the worst when it comes to putting chemicals and ingredient in the foods that aren't even supposed to be there. And you wonder why. People wonder why, like, a lot of countries hate America. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Almost every country hates America. And it's not just because they are bullies. Yeah. But you know how we get information about other countries and what they're doing.
We're so much better than them.
That too, but it's also I also understand how, like, when I go to different countries, people would be like, "You're from America?" I'm like, "Oh, that's cool, but why do America treat their people like this?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, so just like how we receive information about other countries, yeah, they're also receiving information about America, and they see what Americans are doing to the people. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
why is the shootings all the time?
Yeah, you know, it's
school,
like,
school shootings.
It's not even that. It's like, say for instance, you got a bubble, right? You have a bubble, and then the people are in this American bubble, but then you have all these other countries in their other bubble, and they can see how America is from their perspective, and they can give you their opinions of what's going on in America, because you're in that bubble, you can't see what's going on outside that bubble.
Right.
So it's like, I was like, okay, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Oh man, I didn't even know that. Like, some things, like, I've been told by people from other countries about America.
They're misinformed.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that as well. But it's like, yeah, America is just one of the worst places in the world. You know, I was doing research the other day, and it's like, what is it? 62% of Americans don't have passports. They can't go to other countries.
Yeah. Like, and at least 2/3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or around 2/3, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, around 2/3.
I mean, the passport process is just so vigorous. You know, you got to put out, you know, file out these forms, you know, prove your identity in 6 different ways. And by the time you collect all of your identities together, you don't even want to do it.
Well, USCIS is closed. We're not accepting any applications.
I mean, I literally went through this. I thought getting your passport was pretty easy. I filled out the form. I went up. I scheduled an appointment. I went there with literally every single document that I had to prove my citizenship. And they're like, sorry, sir, you need more. And I'm like, all right, cool.
But also, America has made it hard for people to obtain passports. And
to neighboring countries like Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was speaking on the fact of like money wise. Like,
oh, yeah, the cost.
Yeah, man. Like, but a lot of people aren't just debt in America as well, so they can't even get a chance.
Driven country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if we should make a podcast about that, because that goes deep.
About what, debt?
How weird debt is with our federal names.
I'm sure we can do that one time. Who's ever interested will definitely catch that episode,
and slide,
you know,
up,
what I'm saying?
But I mean, it's going to go deep and shatter a lot of people's realities.
But the other thing that I like is getting people's opinions and perspective and ideas as well. Like,
yeah,
I
want
to know what
you guys
want us to talk about, because Chris and I were very well informed. We know what's going. We know a lot of the stuff that's going on. Where we're not going to say we know everything, but we have a pretty good idea. Yeah. You'll never know everything, but like, we have a really good idea of what's going on. And the power structures are changing. They are flipping slowly, but definitely surely. These people, these Jesuits and whatnot that have been running this country for hundreds of years.
Thousands, if not. Mm-hmm. I saw a post, I think, this morning that these elite forces are now starting to get to the point where they can literally just run off of their own adrenochrome, because they are so fear-driven now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, by the way, adrenochrome is adrenaline, you know, that is secreted within your spinal column. And it's called adrenochrome because it's oxidized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a youth blood, basically.
Through fear. It's processed through fear, abuse,
trauma. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
But yeah, just abuse, trauma, depression, anything that has to do with adrenaline or fear or emotions, it's all stored within your spinal column. You are your spinal column, truly. Mm-hmm. Our kundalini systems.
I don't know how we got from diet to
we
water.
We free flow, bro.
To adrenochrome. But yeah, apparently adrenochrome. And these, the reason, if you didn't know why these people take adrenochrome, is because they literally get a high like no other drug off of this. And then they're also able to summon negative dark entities after drinking this this adrenochrome thing.
And it's a youth restorative.
Yeah.
What's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell?
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah. Ghislaine Max. I don't know how to spell her name, sadly.
Ghislaine.
G-H-I-S-L-A-I-N-E. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Ghislaine is French.
And then Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L.
Yeah.
She's like 70, 75 years old. And if you looked at her, you'd be like, she's probably 25, 30.
What's her name? Adrena, what's it called? Abramovich as well? The Abramovich, spirit cooker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's old. She's old as dirt as well, and she's looking young. But and this is also the reason why a lot of your celebrities
never
grow old. Yeah. If you guys don't believe us,
look at Johnny Depp.
Look at Johnny Depp.
And he's like, what, 60 years old now?
That movie he was in, what's it called? Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
They
talked about adrenochrome. That's all about adrenochrome, like causing fear. That's why a lot of kids movies like what's it called, Monsters Inc., they talk about fear scaring children, and then every time they scare children they get points, right? They get points for it. And
it's a battle.
Yeah,
a competition.
Yeah, it's a competition to keep people in fear, specifically children
because they have the most thing. They have the most adrenochrome.
If you don't believe us, just look at those movies, guys.
Follow the White Rabbit.
Oh. The rabbit hole.
Yeah, and real quick, they say follow the White Rabbit because if you look at the chemical structure of adrenochrome and you turn it counterclockwise, it literally looks like a rabbit.
Rabbit, yeah.
And it's sick.
Yeah.
Welcome to the universe, everyone.
And a rabbit represents someone's taking someone's purity
away,
innocence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what the representation of rabbits is. That's why you see a lot of rabbits in a lot of movies if you pay attention. We're gonna go over like symbols as well in movies, so you guys are going to know what to look for. And they put it in your face. You just don't understand what these symbols mean. In every single show, every single movie, I'll give you one for the moment. Always look for a checker sign, you know, like a checkers board or a chess board, black and white.
It's a black and white, darkness and light.
Yeah. Dark and light, which means duality. So they're always showing you two sides to a story in every movie. Mm-hmm. And this is honestly how a movie and TV show is so successful.
Two truths and a lie.
Yeah. They give you a lot of lies and a little bit of truth in order to confuse people. So
back to fluoride and water because we're clearly getting off topic.
We're just flowing, man. We're just flowing. This episode is going to be called Flow because we're not even going to give a simple.
We'll call it Flow.
Yeah, we'll just call it Flow, just off the top of our heads.
Flow of ideas.
Yeah, just ideas.
Flow. I think Flow sounds good.
Flows and ideas. I like it.
People are going to be like, what? Flow?
You guys need to talk about the topic at hand.
Y'all need to write it down. Yes. We're just not like that. We like to just keep on flowing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just we feedback off of each other's energy, see what's going on, and then like we just talk about whatever comes to mind at that point in time. Yeah. But we are going to structure our episodes that we name to make sure that we stick to the subject matter at hand because we don't want you guys to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
I mean, we're not gonna lie, we'll start on the third density and 30 minutes in we'll be on the fourth, sixth, eighth density.
Yeah,
we level on up, like you said, we just bounce off of each other's energies.
It's levels to the shift, baby.
It's levels to the shift. Young Pharaoh.
Hey, so what else you got to hit on top of Chris?
So I think we should now talk about fluoride and water.
Okay.
And fasting. Okay. A quick little bit about water and fasting.
Okay. Speaking of water, let me get some right now.
So Juice, tell me a little bit about water.
Water? My name is Juice. Why do I care about water?
I don't know. You fucking
just kidding.
High C looking butt.
All right, McLovin. So water is amazing. Water, besides oxygen, is the most abundant solvent, nutrient on in the universe, I would say.
In the universe,
yeah. In the universe, yeah.
Because it is on other planets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oil is also an abundant material. It's an infinite resource, real quick.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you guys know.
We're not talking about oil. We're talking about water here, okay?
I know.
All right? but, yeah, water is so important. Water is essential. Water is life. Besides oxygen, water is life. And oxygen is water in a sense as well. Because, you know, H2O, you know, two hydrogen bonds and then oxygen, you get water.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
H2O.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's two oxygens and hydrogens.
It's two hydrogen bonds.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, H2O. Come on, Paxi Maxi Waxy McLovin.
1-0.
But what it is, it's like
Maxi McLovin.
I love this kid. This kid is awesome. But yeah, so did you know 70% of people
are water
are dehydrated?
Oh, that would surprise
about 70% of people are dehydrated, and it's mostly because they are not taking the correct water and putting in their system to fuel their cells, to hydrate their cells, I would say, so they're not hydrated properly.
Notice and, a lot of, okay, I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, and the reason why that is those 70% of people who don't know what they're doing is because they're taking in lifeless or dead water.
Yeah, distilled water.
Distilled water, or vapor distilled or purified.
Tap water.
Or
Propel water.
Yeah.
I used to be a big fan of Propel when I was a kid until I knew.
It's funny, man. Like, since I came over here, I knew the water was definitely off.
Different, yeah.
It's very different.
How was it in Haiti?
Haiti, you got natural springs. You have springs. You're drinking water from the springs, from the earth.
Yeah,
you know,
so it's natural and vital.
Yeah, exactly. So it comes with everything that you need. You know, it's got life in it. It comes.
We should also talk about the flow of water. Like, water is supposed to be free flowing,
yeah,
and not, you know, pent up in 90-degree pipelines.
Exactly. Water. If you look at nature and water, water's always moving.
It's always flowing.
It falls and moves and swirls like naturally.
Yep.
Just like if you look at your water, right? You pour water down a sink. It swirls.
Right.
It swirls down the sink.
It's a natural act or movement.
Yeah.
That's why people say never to drink stagnant water.
Yeah.
But here you are drinking tap water, which is stagnant water.
But that's also dead water.
Oh, there's 100%.
No life in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like you come across a puddle on the floor. That puddle on the floor is dead because there's no movement in it. Not just because it's dark or it's dirty,
but it's not moving. It's stagnant. Right. Yeah,
there's no life to it. There's no source of that movement of that water. So it's dead.
I've drank lots of waterfall water. Oh. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, well, that has everything in it. It has
full of energy. Full of energy.
Yeah, the oxygen is created by smashing onto things. That's how oxygen is created, from the water breaking up the oxygen bonds, and it creates oxygen in the water. And then you have,
and that's why you see the vapor after.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
at the bottom of a waterfall.
Exactly, and then you also get infrared from the sun, far infrared energy. You get the minerals because it's because of the magnetic field of the earth that's shifting underneath the water.
It's flowing through the water and hitting all the rocks, picking up its minerals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, minerals or rocks, that's all it is.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's like it's a
and moss is a natural cleanser. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, that's it.
So but like no. I'm a water connoisseur. I've always been a water connoisseur, and
same.
I grew up testing different waters. You know what I'm saying?
Fiji is one of the nastiest.
The best,
especially if you're a real water drinker.
Yeah, if you understand, like, if you don't know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, you do not know. I had to do a lot of research on water to find out like the truth about it and what's
and pH levels. Yeah.
But essentially, any water bottle that they sell you is garbage. First of all, it's dead. And not to mention, like, the particulates that they have to put in the water in order to make it seem like it is alive, or it's got minerals or alkalinity in it, or
it's not real minerals. It's literally added.
No, it's not. Minerals. It's not.
Yeah.
You get minerals from rocks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like and then what do you think? You think these people are literally getting like the highest beneficial rock? No, it is adding cheap particulates, chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, just because it doesn't say GMO in it, because technically, by definition, water isn't GMO. So they're not gonna put GMO on it for you guys. They're just gonna let you figure that out
on yourself.
Yeah. And then you know, you drink it, and then you're like, man, I'm still dehydrated. I have no energy from this water. That's because you're still drinking dead water.
That's why, like, if you, I've noticed this, you know, like growing up on the courts and stuff, we would, you know, play a game of basketball or something, and then right after you would chug down 16 ounces of water, mm-hmm. and you'd become cramped and you'd still be dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And one, I mean, most of us were drinking Nestle, which is fluoridated, just to let you know.
I used to drink Nestle.
We've all been there, I feel, you know.
Bro, I used to buy cases of Nestle because to me, at that point, it was the best tasting water from my
right. experience. And they do something to that water mm-hmm. to make it taste good.
Well, yeah. I didn't know, but I heard that they're getting it from the springs in Florida, and then they're taking it to their plant,
and then filtering it out in fluoride. Right. Hmm.
Yeah. So you're getting natural water from the springs, and then taking it to your plant. What are you doing? What are you doing at that plant? Why?
Yeah, bottle it at the source, bro.
Straight up, you know what I'm saying?
You should be literally holding it under a spring and fill it up, mm-hmm. cap, bottle, twist, boom, package.
And I heard that's how water got created in the first place, because
some French guy. Yeah, he said people are so stupid they will buy water.
Yeah, they'll buy a bottle of water,
which is
just started doing it, mm-hmm. which is true. You know what I'm saying? Because people are lazy.
Lazy.
People are lazy. Like, you got the water coming to your home as a source, but they poison the shit out of that water.
For the past, before I moved here, I think I told you this, but there was a spring probably 40 minutes from my house, mm-hmm. and every single week I would bring 4 12-packs of mason jars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
48, no, 32 ounce I've mason jars. I've
seen you on your Snapchat doing stuff. Yeah, man, like that.
I would literally hit a spring every single week. Once a week, I would hit it.
You see,
and I'd fill up all my water there. I'd boil it down just to be safe, you know.
You see what you would do for natural spring water, because you know what, you know the difference,
you know the
what
difference,
it does
yeah.
to your body.
It's free flowing. Yeah. Oh man, it was so crispy clean. Had the best taste to it. Oh, I was in love with it.
When someone tastes live water and then tastes dead water, they can feel the significant difference down to the cellular structure, to the cellular level. Because what people don't know is regular water, the clusters that they form, they're macro clusters.
I was going to say macros.
They're huge. So they cannot, they break cannot, down easily break down and get into our cells, which are very small.
Right.
And they have little narrow pathways. This is why the vitalizers that we have,
it creates hexagonal
water structures that are able to fit into our tiny cells in order to hydrate us at a cellular level. I kid you not, the first time I drank this in packs,
we both started dancing, man. When I first met Juice, bro, I got some of his vitalized water, and I literally took one sip, my pineal gland vibrated like crazy, and I started dancing. I was like, wow.
And then I look at Pax, and he's walking outside the door with my vitalizer.
I was like, see, it was nice knowing you.
Like, hey, where you going, man? I got your car keys. Where you going?
It's funny. I mean, I posted on my story, you know, a reverse osmosis system, the vitalizer. And so many people were like, damn, $200 for an RO system? Damn, $500 for a vitalizer? And the truth is like, the money that you spend on it, you're putting it into your health. You're spending it on your body,
health. It's an investment.
Yeah, it's an investment. You know, like, you spent $700 total, less than actually, right? You never have to buy another vitalizer. You never have to buy another filtration system. And if you do the math, if you're buying casings and cases of water every week, you know, I had someone hit me up. He's like, yeah, we buy like 4 cases every week. And I'm like, all right, so you guys are probably spending $20 every week times 50 weeks. That's what, $1,000? $1,000 right there.
So it's
and you're
okay
drinking bottled water, which you're, you know, destroying the environment. There's microplastics in your water. There's fluoride probably in that water. And just make the investment, man.
So it's okay to spend $1,000 in a year, but not $700
in a day. Yeah.
Because
but it goes over a year.
But it takes you a long time. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, like, it's another investment. Like, when your car has a problem, right? First of all, you're gonna save up money to invest in the car if there's a situation and a problem. Right. Your body is just another version of a car, a vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
It's your personal vehicle that you chose. Just like when you go on a lot to choose a car that you specifically tailored for you or to your liking.
Yep. Your soul chose your vehicle.
Chose this vehicle as this body as your vehicle.
So love yourself.
You're going to tell me you're not going to put the best of the best in it?
Yeah. That's like getting a luxury Mercedes and then putting like 87 unleaded in it instead of premium. Like I might as well put
sugar in the gas.
Yeah, tank. Man. Like I got an 06 Infiniti. The thing is 14 years old. I still put premium in it, which is an extra like 80, 90 cents per gallon.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. You take care of your body. You take care of your stuff. Quality over quantity will always win.
It'll always, and then your body will always take care of you, because I think people forget that your body is an intelligent design that heals and fixes itself. Yeah. It works unconsciously. You don't have to consciously work through your body, but that is a plus. That is a plus when you become consciously aware of your body and then fix everything that needs to be fixed through it. But it does it automatically. That's the gift. The body's the only thing that's able to be worked through consciously and unconscious.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you don't need to look at it in order for it to do its thing. It does its thing. Digestion. Yeah. It does this, all this thing by itself without you putting any intention to it. But when you do put attention to it, it's amazing. Like
intention is everything.
You become one with your body. You literally feel everything and know what's going on in your body. And a lot of people have lost this connection with it. Yeah. So
a big thing with, like, if you guys are starting to drink water, do not buy a plastic water bottle.
Why? Right?
Why? Because I mean, one, it's normally not BPA free. And two, even if it is, say you go from 100 degrees one day and then 30 degrees, 3 months later. Oh man, you gotta love the outside. Anyways, so you're releasing microplastics into your water. Your water is being absorbed through the plastic of the container. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend glass. Glass is a natural substance. You know, all it is sand and minerals heated up to form glass.
To make glass.
You can look this up. I mean, look at the process of glass.
Yeah. Baking soda goes in it as well.
Yeah, baking soda, which is a cleanser.
Yeah. I used to work with glass.
You know? And, I mean, glass doesn't melt, at least at a low temperature, which you'll never be around 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit or Kelvin.
Not to mention, glass doesn't leach chemicals into your water.
That's what it's meaning.
Yeah.
It doesn't heat up enough to start leaching chemicals.
But this is also like, the reason why, like, you know, do you think these people care about you? Because I mean, they put everything else in plastic. Like, if they really cared about you, cared about your well-being, they would at least put it in glass or something like that.
Yeah. A big thing, my buddy and I were talking about this yesterday, I think. Shout out to my boy, Daniel O'Leary. He was saying that plastic turns into estrogen.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, you know, three generations ago, males were males. Two generations ago, less males were males. And now it's like a 50-50 on the wall. I don't even know anymore.
But that's just, just another agenda. And people are going to call us conspiracy theorists.
We're conspiracy realists. We come back with research and sources. We don't care.
You know what I'm saying? The information is out there. You can choose to believe it or not. But I would tell you this. The government has never cared about you in the first place. And they never will. They never will. So
remember what government means.
Yeah. Your well-being is not in their best interest. Not at all. Come on, guys. So look at this. The COVID whole thing. I'm not going to talk about COVID, but the whole COVID thing. So all the big corporations were making money while these small businesses were closing down.
Walmart. And
not getting money coming in. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, how do they care about you? You're not the 1%.
Like two quick things. One, why was it that Walmart was able to be open throughout the entire pandemic, but small, mom and pop shops had to be closed? Mm-hmm. And then two, I'm sure you guys all heard this on the news last month, but for Thanksgiving, you couldn't have more than 6 to 10 guests in your house. You know, that's putting way too many people at risk. But what happened the day after Thanksgiving? Black Friday.
Slave Friday. Oh, Black Friday?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Slave Friday. Yeah, you're right, man.
Black Slave Friday.
But what happens on Black Friday? Hundreds, if not thousands, of people storm into the same store all at once. Oh, we all got our masks on. We must be safe. Yeah, fighting for the PlayStation that's $50 off that literally costs $20 to make in China, you know, through slave camps and horrible energy. But hey, I'm not going to go into that. Yeah. You guys do what you want to do. We're just going to make you think.
Here's a point of inquiry that probably a lot of people don't know. We get a lot of our products from China.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why almost everything
labor is so cheap
is made in China. Not only that,
the products too,
but there are American companies that are in China that are not operating out of here
because they don't have the same regulations, right?
Good. Yes, regulations, not to mention the 1% tax the heck out of them, taxing, putting on tariffs and regulations on them here.
Yeah,
so China has opened up their business, you know, and give them a lot more cheaper rent. Yeah. They don't put tariffs on them. So there's a lot of American companies that are out in China that are working from China, and this is why we get a lot of product that says made in China, but they are, a lot of them are American companies, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
And people don't know that, but this, a lot of this stuff is changing right now amongst this whole new government structure that's happening. So a lot of companies, that a lot of American companies are coming back to America that the news have not been telling you about. So
thank you,
be on the lookout.
Thank you, Trump.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say it because a lot of people say you're pro Trump and all that, but yeah, Trump is doing it. You guys, the news just don't talk about it. So there's a lot
Trump,
of jobs
Trump
that are coming into America.
Trump is the worst on the news. Well, and there's a lot of reasons for
it. It's because he's changing the power structure.
Oh, of course.
He's him and the group of
this
military
is where we lose all our views.
Intelligence, the military intelligence people who are tired of the 1% leeching off the 99%.
Yep.
They are tired of it and they're changing the power structure. And it starts with Trump because they needed a self-made man that has money to back himself in order to help this happen. And Trump is the person and they're not liking it. This is why they started backlashing Trump before he even got into office. Yeah. Still, 5 years of no backlash. He's the only president in history that has gotten this backlash besides JFK.
But, what happened to JFK, guys?
But
what did JFK try doing?
Yeah. And the news wasn't even as prevalent
back then.
Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But so they can, you know, they did what they did with JFK. People think that it was like a
conspiracy theorist.
Oh man, it's crazy. But and it's conspiracy theorists.
It was created right after JFK.
But a conspiracy theorist. But the fact of the matter is, why is it that the JFK's documents are still unsealed documents 60 years later, 6 decades later, are still sealed by that?
Because
by the
they FBI. They were planning to kill him.
They're not gonna put that out because it's gonna show what their hand was during that time. It tells you everything about it.
I mean, JFK wanted to expose that we have been contacting with aliens since the 30s, at least.
President Eisenhower. We will talk about that another show.
I thought we did. No,
we haven't talked about that.
You and I were just
talking about it. Yeah, you and I were talking about it.
Okay.
So just, we'll talk about it on another show. Yeah. But we've been in contact with aliens for a very long time, starting with President Eisenhower.
Hey, I want you all, like, if you guys are stressing about life, look up Nesara Jesara. Mm-hmm. NESARA/GESARA. Nesara Jesara.
Yes.
JFK tried implementing this, and then he got shot.
He got shot because he wanted everybody,
equality,
he wanted the system to have
crumble.
Money. He wanted everybody in the world to have money. He knew that the 1% was very bad, and he tried to change this, and because of this, he got shot.
Who was the other one? Princess
Diana?
Yeah,
Diana knew what was going on with the English, with the British people.
And the Rockefellers.
And they see how she saw, Prince Charles, the Queen of England.
Rothschild. Like,
the Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds.
And because she knew too much and she was about to disclose this, so they killed her before she disclosed all this information.
She died in a crash. Mm. Okay. You're telling me the best drivers in the world died in a crash? Okay.
Why would they hire that person?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hire the best of the best.
But you know what? We digress. This has gone. This
we went so
flow,
off, Trevor.
But the fact of the matter is, it's amazing. You know, it's just a flow of just knowledge. Talking about stuff, you know.
Yeah. That we should get back said, to fluoride.
You want to talk about fluoride. Go ahead.
Well, fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. Your pineal gland, right, is the most absorbent organ within your entire body. And I want you guys to know what your pineal gland absorbs the most. Can you guess? Fluoride. Isn't that just crazy? I think that's pretty crazy.
Fluorosilic acid.
No, fluoride side effects. Cancer. Brain damage. Bone weakness. Dental fluorosis. You can look this up. It literally damages your teeth. It doesn't help it. Lowers estrogen and testosterone levels.
Is estrogen again.
Yeah. Plastic and estrogen. Damages stomach. Joint problems. Skeletal fluorosis. Osteoarthritis. Accelerates osteoporosis. Lowers IQ. This is a big one. There are studies that fluoride literally lowers children's IQs, the mothers of, you know, pregnant women IQ. It also leads to memory loss, lack of motivation, apathy, and passivity. I can't speak. Inhibits melatonin production, which is what regulates your hormones and, you know, your sleep.
Yeah.
Impairs immune system, attacks your pineal gland, once again. Kidney stones and kidney failure, Alzheimer's disease, which literally, like, fluoride literally helps you forget. Like, you know, it correlates with the memory loss.
Yeah.
Well, DNA damage.
It causes your intuition, your third eye to block up. So, yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
That's why you get that fluoride stare, because their lie detector has been shut, sealed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And glued down.
Mm-hmm.
Autism makes you docile and obedient. Affects heart circulation, receding gums, promotes mental disturbances, shortens lifespan, attacks the hypothalamus, attacks the thyroid, accelerates the aging process, sedative, infertility, lowers sex drive, makes you dumb, lowers IQ, kills brain cells once again, interferes with white blood cell production. I mean, if you guys would like me to keep on going, I can. Acute poisoning, birth defects, osteoarthritis again. Bone and uterine cancer, immune system suppression, vomiting, diarrhea. There's even studies on this once again. I mean, this
fluoride is amazing, isn't it?
This is the best thing for you. It's great for your teeth.
If you were a dark entity trying to get at some people that you don't like,
what would you do
in this world? What would you do?
I would use fluoride.
Would you?
I mean,
rat poison?
You know, yeah, right? Rat poison.
Rat poison.
My buddy, right? Once again, Daniel O'Leary, he was telling me about when he was a child, he was given fluoride prescription pills. And his parents were like, here, take this once a day. It's great for your teeth. And him and his brothers and sisters literally thought, like, wait, if it's great for my teeth, why am I swallowing it and putting it into my digestive system? He tried explaining it to his parents. It was like, Mom, Dad, this doesn't make sense. And his parents just gave him the fluoride stare, you know. I mean, the worst thing is your parents are giving you these things and they're not even thinking. They're just listening to the doctors who have this medical degree. They must know what's right.
They got to, you know, eight to 12 years in medical school will definitely give you intelligence.
I mean, I'm not even 1 year into all this knowledge and research, and I feel like
you know way more than
I
went to a dentist last year, and she was like, and I told her I don't want fluoride. She was like, but it's good for your teeth. I was like, is it? Isn't that what did you
do rat research?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it was like fluoride, like, because like
I know. Yeah.
And she was like, is it? I was like, is it? It's like, yeah. I was like, and I showed her, she was like,
but this is what they taught
me. Yeah, like, this is what they taught me in school. I was brainwashed. Like, exactly. This, they taught you what is good for, but they told you this.
Right.
They told you this, but you didn't do research on your own. Yeah. You didn't do research on your own.
Yeah. Like, if you ever get diagnosed with something from a medical practitioner, and then it bounces back on you, it does something bad to you, right? You don't sue the doctor for misinformation, but you sue them for malpractice.
Yeah,
because they've just been practiced the wrong way.
Yeah, it's if a doctor does something wrong to you, you know what I'm saying? You sue them for malpractice. You don't sue them for professional knowledge and information. You sue them for a malpractice. So doctors are just practicing on you. You are just a patient. That's why it's patient comes from the word patience. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta have patience with them.
Yeah, it's the same reason why they take so long when you go to a hospital in order to take care of you, to get you, not to mention to rack up your bill as well, because it's per hour. But yeah, you're just another number to them, because they have to take care of their loan somehow, right? That $200,000 loan, it doesn't come off just one patient. So you got to have patience with them in order for them to make that money with to make that money off of you.
One last quick thing before we end this podcast episode. Vaccines are lawfully and legally protected. You cannot sue vaccine companies. They are completely protected by the FDA under all these acts and such. And you want to know why? Because they have so many defects. They have so many disruptions within the body. You know, you normally after, you know how the saying goes, normally after vaccines, your child gets autism. Well, there's a whole lot more to it, truly. Mm-hmm. And it's just depressing.
It's a lot. Yeah, because I was doing research the other day where before vaccine was implemented, before vaccine was a thing.
Yeah, the rate was like 1 out of 1,000. Right?
No, it was 1 out of 100,000 children would be diagnosed with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Since vaccines have been implemented to this day, now it's 1 out of 8.
Sheesh.
1 out of 8 births, children are diagnosed with autism because of vaccines that have been implemented.
And there's a, you can look this up once again. There are pictures that show you how many vaccinations your baby gets within the first 12 months of its life, or the first 24. It's so many needles that it covers the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up this diagram or this picture. It's depressing, truly, to inject so much, so many chemicals and so many disimbalances within, you know, this superhuman computer body system. It just doesn't make sense.
And that goes right back down to this. Do you think you would be born in a body into this world if your body did not contain everything that you needed to be able to survive in this world?
Right.
And there goes another point that I want to make. The doctors that you trust to give the vaccines to your child, they don't even know you.
They don't even know what's in the vaccine.
You don't know them. Yeah, they're not. Matter of fact, they're not disclosed. They're only given a false list of what is disclosed in the vaccine. Yeah. When I've talked to other doctors and I've showed them, I'm like, hey man, like I compare.
You know about MRC5?
I was like, do you have this in your vaccine? They were like, I've never seen that list before. Where'd you see it? Where'd you get it? I was like, I do my research. And then he was like, well, he gave me this list of
what he was in.
I was like, okay, thanks. I was like, so they don't basically tell you what's gonna. It's like, he couldn't understand. So he just gave me the fluoride stare.
Yeah,
he just gave me the fluoride stare. And I was like, what kind of toothbrush do you what kind of toothpaste do you brush your teeth with, Crest? I was like, all right, have a good day. Like, all right, have a good day. Just as he was so confused. But these doctors, they don't know you. They
don't even know their own practice.
Yeah, but the fact is they don't know you. They're a stranger. They're a stranger. They so care. Why would they really care about your well-being? I'm not saying that the doctor doesn't have good intentions, but you got to understand the knowledge they've been given has been given to them by someone else that doesn't really have your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
So what's going to make you think that the doctor has you and your child's best interest in mind? You know what I'm saying?
Also, dentists are normally one of the shortest life spans for male practitioners or practitioners. I mean, and that's because most of them, if they do the research, they consciously know that what they are doing to these children and adults is wrong. You know, and the amount of pain and suffering when you take out a tooth or you put in a filling, or there's just so much stress in a dentist, so much stress.
Yeah. One of the big reasons why is because they're causing pain to people. They're causing pain to the people, and that resonates dearly and wholeheartedly with your heart chakra.
Yeah.
And so hard. And if you're causing pain to people, that pain is going to be reciprocated onto you. So
do you think?
Yeah. So it's just that, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Just think, you know, think for yourself. Do your own research.
Yeah, just do your own research. Don't believe the information that you are being given. Not even us guys. Yeah. Like seriously, we could be some crazy conspiracy theorists. Even though the word conspiracy,
we could be working for the dark forces.
Even though the word conspiracy just means planned, to be planned, just planning. That's it. It's a plan. It's a plan of action. So we have been planning here to let you guys know what has been really going on, because this world,
it's upside down and backwards, loop de loop all around,
topsy turvy.
Yeah, and we're not here to. I mean, we are here to teach you guys, but we're mainly here to plant the seed into your mind, into your subconscious. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe us, just do the research and don't click on the first page of Google.
No.
Use DuckDuckGo. No. It does not, you know, sell your information to other companies. You know, ever Google something and then 5 minutes later you get an advertisement of it on Facebook. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, they sell your information, guys. Use DuckDuckGo. Duck, D-U-C-K. Duck, D-U-C-K. Go. Duck, duck, go.
Nice spelling skills again, man.
You know, I used to win so many spelling bees. Let me not even get into that.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to end this podcast.
We're going to end this podcast, end this segment.
Nice, beautiful breath work. Real quick.
Let's do some breath work, guys. Thank you for tuning in with us and being here and taking in this beautiful flow of information. We're going to attempt and drop a podcast episode every week. So
hopefully every Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see what it is like. But both Chris and I were very busy. We've got our own businesses to tend to. So definitely we're not going to make any promises, but we're definitely going to attempt to drop a podcast every week on Wednesday. So thank you again for being here. We really, really appreciate you guys. We all are one.
We love you.
Yeah. So if you would please sit up straight, no matter if you are sitting down, you can even lay down as long as your chakras are aligned. You need your chakras to be aligned in order for the energy to move up and down your spine. It's kind of like it's like water flowing down a hose. Yeah. You know, if you have a kink, if you have a kink in the hose, then that energy is not going to be, flowing out right. So you got to be sitting upright in order to make sure your chakras are aligned in order to take this nice deep breath in. So guys, close your eyes. Imagine you have these beautiful balloons, the colors of the rainbow.
Mario.
This time we're going to start from the bottom up. And we're going to start with the red balloon, which is the root chakra. So imagine you're taking this red balloon, and then with the inhale, imagine that balloon just expanding. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Deep breath out. Let that go. Let that balloon flow away. Let that red balloon flow away. Then we're going to take the next balloon, the orange balloon, and concentrate on under your belly, which is the navel chakra, sacral chakra. Take a deep breath in. Imagine that orange balloon coming up, expelling. Hold it. Deep breath out. And imagine that balloon just getting smaller and filling up your sacral chakra. The next chakra, solar plexus, yellow balloon. Imagine the yellow balloon. Take a nice deep breath in as it expands.
Expanding.
Hold it. Deep breath out as this balloon is getting smaller, losing air. Next balloon, the most important balloon, is the heart chakra, which is green.
Anahata.
Anahata. No. That third eye, isn't it?
No. That's Ajna.
You're right. Anahata. Okay. We'll take in a nice deep breath with the Anahata balloon, green balloon. Hold it. We're going to hold this one just a little bit longer because, like I said, this is the most important chakra. This chakra is the gateway to your higher self.
Squeeze your perineum.
Nice, slow expel. And just feel that love coming into your heart chakra from the green balloon. Next chakra, your throat chakra for expression. Take a nice deep breath in. Blue, the color blue. Feel that blue healing energy coming in, healing your throat chakra. So you can be as full of expression as you would possibly.
Inner confidence, inner strength.
Like to be. Deep breath out. Imagine that blue energy coming in with that deep breath. Next chakra, third eye chakra. So you can see into this realm. Deep breath in, purple. I'm sorry.
Indigo.
Blue, dark blue.
Yeah.
Indigo, dark blue. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Imagine that blue energy coming in. The very last one, the crown chakra, the divine energy. This is a purple or violet. We're going to take a nice deep breath in. Purple energy. Hold it. Retain all that information that you had just been presented today. Hold it. Now on your deep breath out, imagine that whole energy just flowing all the way down from your third eye to the throat chakra, to the heart chakra, to the solar plexus, to the sacral chakra, to the root chakra, and just ground yourself in that energy. Deep breath out.
Absorb it.
One more nice deep breath in. Deep breath out. This has just been Conscious Talks. I am your host, Juice.
And I am your boy, Pax.
Peace in, guys.
Peace in. See you in the next one.